O God, open our minds that we may know you. Open our hearts that we may love you. Open our lips that we may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Rabbi Harold Kushner tells the story about Atlas, who was condemned to carry the weight of the whole world on his shoulders. It was as harsh a punishment as the ancient Greek mind could dream up. Kushner says that today, it seems like a lot of us have volunteered to play the role of Atlas. It is not that we have offended God, but that we have dismissed God because we think we carry the weight of the world on our own shoulders and don't need God's help. Kushner says that the question is, when it gets too heavy for us, when there are questions too hard and overwhelming for human knowledge to answer, unsolvable world problems, would we be too proud to admit that we might need God's help? Would we be able to admit that we might have made a mistake in wanting to carry this world all by ourselves? In today's gospel story, Jesus and the disciples travel to his hometown of Nazareth, and he entered the synagogue and began to teach. But the people remembered him as the small boy next door, Joseph and Mary's son, along with the rest of the family. It was a small town and everyone knew everyone else. They knew Jesus had become a carpenter, an ordinary construction worker like his dad. So when he returned, they couldn't believe it. How could he do such extraordinary things like teaching and healing? He didn't have that right or training, did he? What happened to that young boy? Who does he think he is coming in here and doing those powerful things? So they didn't let him do much. Jesus seemed to, however, accept their rejection of his new role. Prophets are not without honor except in their own hometown, he says. And our Lord certainly knew plenty about rejection in his earthly life, even from his own disciples. But he probably just shook his head, amazed at their unbelief in his abilities, loved them anyway, and then he moved on. His rejection in Nazareth actually set up his mission, and he gave us some very good tools for his mission in the world, and he gave us some very good tools to live our lives by as we follow him on the journey. First of all, he gave them all the authority they needed and sent the disciples out two by two. At the very least, the disciples had someone else to share the weight of the world with. And the very best thing was that they had Jesus himself to rely on to share the mission of reconciliation and healing. He added instructions for the journey. He told them to take nothing else with them except a walking stick, sandals, and the shirts on their backs. Don't bring anything else, no extra baggage. And I think he may have meant both physical and emotional. A lot of our stuff just weighs us down and gets in the way at times. And we all bring emotional baggage with us on every path. Our past experiences, both good and bad, our worries, our anxieties, our fear of failure, our sense of being overwhelmed, our temptation to just throw up our hands and hide our heads in the sand. He told them to stay put when they entered a house, unless they were not welcomed. If they were not welcomed, they were to shake the dust off their feet and move on. Shaking the dust off one's feet was often used by Jews when they returned to Israel from a Gentile territory. It symbolized getting rid of any remaining form of defilement from a foreign land. Now, many of us can understand the image of shaking the dust off our feet, but are we really able to do that? When is it time to quit and move on? Is there more we can do or could have done? What if we had tried 10 other things? Jesus knows very well about shaking off the dust, moving on, and letting go. He set up his mission in the world and left it to us, his ragtag disciples, and then had to just let it go. He knows that there are times when we've done everything possible with our work, our ministry, our relationships, and the only thing left to do is to let go. To realize that we have done all we can, but it's not totally up to us. We are not to fret and worry when things don't go according to our plan. Move on, he says, go. Richard Rohr says that it is largely a letting go of my mind's need to solve problems, to fix myself, and to fix others, to rearrange the moment because it's not to my liking. Now, I know there's a cliche that most of you have heard, let go and let God, or let it be, as John Lennon sang. But I wonder if there are times when the Holy Spirit nudges us away from the outcomes we expect and want and says to us, let it go, it's finished, let it go. We have to leave our people and our situations in God's hands and let it go at times. Yes, we can help. Sure, Jesus sends us out to be his hands and heart and feet in the world. But what if it doesn't go our way? The good news is really that our lives and those of others are in God's hands, and we can let go if we want to or need to. Of course, we do find grace in times of going the extra step with people, of hanging in there with someone who has nowhere else to turn, with sacrificing our own comfort and safety so that others may have the help they need. But as William Willimon says, there is also grace in knowing when to let go. And sometimes we let go so that God can come. Jesus means for us to know that the grace of letting go comes after all other reasonable efforts have failed, after we have tried to be as faithful as possible in our friendship, parenting, or witness. Jesus does send us on a mission, but also allows us to shake off the dust if necessary, and actually gives us permission to let him bear our burdens, so it's not totally up to us. Now, I'm a parent and a grandparent, and there are times in my kids' and grandkids' lives when I just have to trust that they will be okay, to entrust them to God's loving hands, even when it seems like God is nowhere to be found. But I find it really hard to do that. Does anyone else find it hard to do that? Does anyone else find it hard to let go of your kids when they start to drive, go off to college, get married, or even friends who move away? That's something that we all experience. I feel like I have to control or change things, even when I know I can't. And there are times when I feel helpless in the cases of extreme illness or the problems that overwhelm our communities. Because we are used to thinking about being sent out as disciples and carrying our suitcases full of commitment and determination and tireless efforts. But can we shake the dust off our feet if need be? Can we shake off the dust of our pride and control and understand that sometimes love means letting go and moving on? This weekend, we remember our founding fathers and mothers and all that they let go of and all that they took on in order to start a life in a new nation. And these past 10 days have seen monumental changes in both church and state, as well as in the aftermath of Charleston. And we are witnesses of things we can't understand, things we may not like, things we may be angry about, things we may be afraid of, and things we may be happy about. Some of our well-traveled paths have obstacles. Some have a clear way. Some of us have suitcases that are full, and some are empty. Some things we cannot change. Some things we can, but we don't carry this weight alone. Not only do we have our traveling companions at least two by two, but we are united as followers of Jesus, and we have him with us. So perhaps we can let go, and maybe the Holy Spirit can enter our spaces and cross that which both unites us and that which separates us. Michael Singer, in the book called The Untethered Soul, writes about choosing to keep an open heart and not to close down when you experience things you like and don't like. He writes, "If you love life, nothing is worth closing over. Nothing is worth closing your heart. Just keep opening and not closing, and you just can let go." I know how hard this is, the practice of the art of letting go and staying open. And for me, it's a lifelong practice and involves much prayer and grace. Thank goodness God is not finished with us yet. But this gospel invites us to consider the places and situations and people in our lives for which we might need to shake the dust off our feet and let go. Are there places in your life or in mine where it would be even a relief to actually to be able to choose to let go? We are also invited to lift up our cares and concerns, our joys and sorrows, our commitment, our triumphs and our failures to the God who loves us more than anything. In a few minutes, we will ask God's forgiveness in our confession. We will lift up our grateful hearts, and we will come to the Lord's table together to be fed and healed. Perhaps our prayers and liturgy today can help us shake whatever dust off our feet that weighs us down and keeps us from moving on. No matter what, we know that Jesus loves us wherever we are on our journey, and invites us to new life each and every moment. Grace is woven in and out of our lives, whether we know it or not. Let us pray. God, give us the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting some hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, this broken world as it is, not as we would have it, but trusting that you will make all things right. In surrendering to your will, may we be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.